Thank you so much. Indeed, it is time for the good stuff, and we've got some good things. So hold on to your hat. I talked earlier in a different program about how people are handling the higher prices. I'm going to get to that. And Mike, what have you got coming up?
I think I'm going to share some things here on Life's List. Just a few things off of there.
All right. That sounds great. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're what ranchers read, and there is a reason. They carry it all. Local, national, international livestock industry news, award-winning columnists, livestock auction reports, special interest sections, classified ads, literally everything you can think of around the ag topic. They've got also online the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and you can subscribe, tsln.com.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. North Central Nebraska has a lot to offer. The state's tallest waterfall at Smith Falls State Park and the largest waterfall by volume at Snake Falls. There's actually over 200 waterfalls in the Niobrara Valley and in Cherry County. Didn't think about that, did you?
No, I didn't. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
Check it out and come do a waterfall tour in Cherry County.
There
Visit Valentine.org is where you can find all the details.
All right, let's talk a little bit. Here are some tips to handle the higher prices. These are just different things that people have shared. Here's one example. I am buying things made in the USA to help people keep their jobs.
Good idea.
Very good. Doing more shopping and fewer trips and cutting back on impulse buying.
Okay, we can all do a little bit more.
That's right. We got rid of one car and bought a new furnace.
Oh, well, gonna come in handy this winter.
Yep, that's right. I've always been frugal. I just don't get teased about it anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, everybody else is catching on now.
Yeah, they are. I list my home on Craigslist.org and rent out rooms to international students.
Oh, well,
that's interesting.
A little side income there.
Yeah. We avoid negative media. That means they should listen to the good stuff, right?
That's right.
That's right. Potluck dinners with family and friends.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
More affordable. Perseverance. We are refinancing our house and consolidating all our bills into one loan. That's one example. Here's another. Buying less, reusing more.
Oh, reuse, recycle. What's the other one?
Restore.
Restore. There we go.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. I don't listen to the doom and gloom of politicians.
Boy, we've had our fill of that lately, haven't we?
Yeah, I think everybody's ready to move on from that one. We learned the art of economizing long ago when we were raising three children on one salary. You learn a lot doing that.
Yep.
Yes. Keeping a positive attitude, and that's always important. And to wrap it up, ways that people are identifying to save money, getting back to the simpler things in life.
Going camping. Campfire.
You know, I think more and more people are looking at the simpler side of life just because they're trying to minimize, slow things down a little bit. And that helps with the budget as well.
It's kind of interesting that you picked that out to do today. And I picked out something that Rhonda Stearns had sent into the Good Stuff program called Life's List, which kind of goes along with that.
Okay, very good.
So the most destructive habit is worry.
Ooh.
The greatest joy is giving. You know, there are people coming up with Christmas. They would rather actually give presents and see people and their reaction than to receive presents.
Yeah. So, yes.
The greatest loss is self-respect. These are some pretty good things to think about.
Yeah.
The most satisfying work is helping others. The most endangered species is dedicated leaders. And I'll do one more of those today for you on the good stuff. Our greatest natural resource is our youth and our elderly. So keep that in mind.
Amen. Thank you for mentioning that.
Things to think about.
Yes, we have so much wealth of knowledge with our elderly. We don't want to lose that. And every day we lose more of it. Do not think of knocking out another person's brains because he differs in opinion from you. It would be as rational to knock yourself on the head because you differ from yourself 10 years ago.
Well, that's true. We all change.
Yeah, that's right. And a man is not rightly conditioned until he is a happy, healthy, and prosperous being. And happiness, health, and prosperity are the result of a harmonious adjustment of the inner with the outer of the man with his surroundings. James Allen said that.
We've done a lot of self-help stuff today.
We have. It's kind of like a fixer-upper day.
It's a fixer-upper for ourselves day.
Or affirmations. We'll put it that way. Maybe it's just affirmations for the good things you're already doing.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.